أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله الطاهرين وعلى أصحابه وعلى جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. As we journey through the illustrious life of our beloved Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, we uncover treasures of compassion and of respect emanating from the very daily life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and how he impacted and interacted and appreciated the lives of those around him. At the same time, the respect emanating from him and the compassion serve as a standard for human excellence. We must remember the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam lost his father before he was born, and he lost his mother when he was 6 years of age. He was nurtured by motherly figures, which some scholars refer to as Ummahatir Rasul, the mothers of the Prophet. Those whose role he acknowledged, and he acknowledged it often, and whose service he highly valued, and whose efforts he heartily appreciated. Little wonder that when someone came to him and asked a question, he responded in a particular way regarding mothers. A companion came to him and said, "Ya Rasulullah, man ahaqqu an-nas bi husni sahabati? Who among all of people is most deserving of my good company?" And the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Ummuk, your mother." He said, "Thumma man ya Rasulullah?" Then after my mother, then who? And the Rasul said, "Ummuk." Said, "Thumma man ya Rasulullah?" Then after my mother, then who? Said, "Ummuk, your mother." Said, "Thumma man ya Rasulullah?" He said, "Abuk wa adnak." In other words, your father and then the rest of people after that. This is Sahih al-Bukhari. Now, the Prophet's own biological mother, Amina binti Wahb, passed away at Abwa, which is near Medina, when she took her six-year-old son, an only child, to visit the grave of his father, Abdullah. She passed away, and then the Rasul was 6 years of age at that time. And during his formative years, he was also nursed by Halima binti Abu Duaib, or Halima to Sa'di, as we know her, who cared for him for some years in the desert area until he was 5 years of age. And thereafter, he was cared for by two key people. One was Ayman or Baraka, who was an Ethiopian from East Africa, a person who was a companion and an aid for his mother Amina, both during her pregnancy and during when she gave birth to the Prophet. They call her Baraka, Ayman. She played an important role throughout the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. She was there at his birth. She was there to console his mother when the father passed away. She was there when the mother passed away. She buried the Prophet's mother. When the Prophet's mother passed away, she took him on 8 days from the place where the grave was of Sayyidina Amina to his grandfather. She was there when Khadija gave birth to Fatima. She was there when Fatima gave birth to Hassan and Hussein. She was there when the Prophet passed away. And she was there when Sayyidina Fatima passed away. The only person that we know of who was there with the Prophet from birth to death. Throughout his entire life, she witnessed his birth. She was there, I mean, from the childhood, and she was there for his children and grandchildren, Hassan, Hussein, Zainab. May Allah be pleased with all of them, and even for Fatima. So, she was also the helper on the battlefield. And that is why this lifelong companion, whenever the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam later on saw her, of course, she outlived him. He would tell people and point at her and say, "Hiya ummi ba'da ummi." That's my mother after my mother. When he was coming from his mother's grave and Baraka took him to grandfather Abdul Muttalib, 2 years after that, Abdul Muttalib passed away. And he entrusted the Prophet to his son Abu Talib and Fatima binti Asad. Fatima binti Asad and Abu Talib, of course, father and mother of Sayyidina Ali. And Fatima took loving care of him in his pre-teens and teen years. In fact, he named his daughter Fatima after this Fatima. And when we look at the Prophet's appreciation of these personalities, of course, there was also Thuwayba and so on, but these were the key people, Halima to Saadia, Amina binti Wahab, and of course, Ayman Baraka. When she passed away, Fatima binti Asad, the mother of Sayyidina Ali, he was there to bury her, and he said at the head of the grave, and he said the following words. And this captures the Prophet's gratitude, his admiration, his reverence for these people, for these mothers who cared for him. He said, Rahimakallah, Rahimakillah, Ya Ummi. May Allah have mercy on you, O my mother. This is saying to Fatima binti Asad when she died. تجوعين وتشبعيني وتعرين وتكسيني وتمنعين نفسك طيبا وتطعميني. He said, when I was hungry, you fed me to my full while you yourself remain hungry. You clothed me instead of adorning yourself. You denied yourself in order to give me things which you yourself did not have. This is the appreciation the Prophet had for these mothers in his life. Within this framework, we understand the snapshot that I want to refer to briefly tonight. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was approached by a companion called Jahima or Jahima. Jahima came to Rasulullah and he was a young man. Said, Ya Rasulullah, aradtu an aghzu wa qad ji'tu astashiruk. I want to go into battle. I want to go into the expedition with the warriors and so on. And I came to consult with you. I came to seek counsel from you. And though the Muslims are small in number, needed every soldier, the Rasul asked him, هَلْ لَكَ مِنْ Do you have a mother? فَقَالَ نَعَمْ Jahima said, yes, I have a mother. And the Rasul said the famous words, فَالْزِمْهَا فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ تَحْتَ رِجْلَيْهَا Then you go back and you take care of her, for paradise lies beneath her feet. You see, may mothers realize their importance and also ensure that they carry out their role with dignity and compassion. And may we, those who have mothers, appreciate these avenues and doorways into paradise. At the same time, those who have lost their mothers, may Allah grant them the highest in Jannah. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله.